Good evening and welcome to Tiger Talk. With William Haynes, this is our weekly chance to sit down with the Mobridge Pollock coaches and talk Tigers athletics. And for the final time here for this winter sports season, we come to you tonight with a double feature. We'll have interviews tonight with both of the basketball coaches, Stefan Hedick of the Lady Tigers, coming off their first state tournament appearance since 2011, and then with Coach Thomas Knutson as well of the boys team. A very good SODAC 16 game that they played in, lost to Lennox 58-51 as they were searching for their first state tournament bid since 2013. So we will talk to both coaches about everything there. And with those couple interviews, we won't stay long here with the introduction right at the top. But the final couple of games of the winter sports season for Mobridge Pollock was in Spearfish at the Donald E. Young Center. It was the campus of Black Hills State. It's a beautiful area for anybody that had the chance to go out there. It was a great time. It was a Mobridge Pollock family reunion in a lot of ways, seeing people and talking to people, which was fantastic. And everyone in high spirits, of course, to watch their Lady Tigers play with some of the best in all of single A. And they end the weekend. They played three games Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Their best finish since 2011 as they come in sixth place. They fell in the consolation championship game. Their first game was the quarterfinal on Thursday. They lost to Hamlin there 65-53. They bounced back on Friday. Great game, 50-40. They defeated Mount Vernon Plankinton there to get to the consolation championship, where they lost to Sioux Valley 74-59. So we'll talk with Coach about that here coming up. We have Coach Thomas Knutson here up first, though, to talk about the boys. And with that, let's get to the interview. Great to catch up tonight with the Tigers head boys basketball coach, Thomas Knutson. He's fresh off an exciting playoff run. Thanks for being with us. And how is everything?
Good. Things are going good. Getting ready for next year now.
Yeah, and looking forward to talking about some of that with you here tonight. Saw you out in Spearfish. The girls basketball tournament was there last week. Really exciting to see Mobridge Pollock there. I know you've mentioned to us in the past you've gone to the boys state tournaments as well. You got a plan to get out there and see some more basketball this week?
Yep, I go every year, unfortunately, to watch. So hopefully next year we can make it to the actual state tournament with the boys. So, yep, I go out and analyze and make a list of things that are beneficial and things that are working at the next level. So.
Very nice. Are you a men's college basketball fan? Do you get big into the March Madness here coming up too?
Yeah, we're big into that. My whole family, we do have little bracket thing for all our boys. We let them enter their bracket, two of them, and invite the girls team, the boys team, and all their family. And if anybody is interested that's connected to the basketball team somehow, I always let them in. And I buy the winner $100 for shoes. So usually down to the perfect fit, and Anderson's down there. So,
well, that's pretty cool. You got any maybe sleeper Final Four picks, anything like that?
I'm thinking maybe St. John's and Creighton, but that's a long shot. But I thought maybe Duke, but I don't know. I think they're going to probably end up getting beat. I like Iowa State's chances, and I don't know. There's a handful of other teams I think will have some good upsets. But for now, I'm just kind of worried about getting ready and balance for next year and getting things in order. Still need to pick up one team for a road or away, for a home or away game, and kind of been working on that and working on awards day and season ending type of stuff. So, yeah, it's been a good week.
Very nice. Well, now a week removed from the final game of your season, what are the main things that come to mind for you about this year's team?
You know, probably the major things were our expectations at the beginning of the season was to play, you know, a quality game of basketball, but also improve throughout the season. And that's very obvious that we made improvements, whether it be the type of shots we were shooting and the defense and just the overall broad spectrum of basketball. We're happy with what we were able to accomplish, but we still have that inner feeling where we knew we left a little bit out there that we played maybe a little cleaner, maybe more perfect game against Lennox, we might be going to state this week as well. So,
one of, if not the top moment of the season, was going back to Stanley County in the regional semifinal after losing to them the week prior and coming out with a win there to advance to the SODAC 16. Talk us through what went different from the first meeting with them and what it took to win that game.
Oh, that first meeting, we switched a lot on their screens and their flex offense, and it seemed to work okay. But when they ended up getting open looks is when we had some guys not switching. And when that doesn't happen, then all of a sudden you leave one guy open, and that's usually on the three-point line because you got two guys protecting the hoop and one guy doesn't pop out to switch. And, you know, late in that first game, we just got tired and we didn't stick to the game plan as well as the second time. And the second time we stayed on our guy and got out and showed on screens, but then got back on our own guy and took a little bit more pride in guarding your own guy. And then with that being said, it was really nice to see players taking to heart when their guy either got a layup or a three-pointer. And so, you know, that inner excuse me, I got a cold. that inner feeling you get from the bench from your players when they come out over for a timeout and they're saying to themselves really positive things, whether they're saying it out loud, you know, they're saying it to themselves that they got it, they got this. And right away in that third quarter, I don't know if we took a timeout or if there was a, or if they took a timeout, but I knew in that timeout, the whole focus of the timeout was just reassuring from halftime that we were going to win the game. And we just needed to make sure we stayed laser focused and do what we, that we knew how to do, but do it the best we can without making mistakes in timing with the plays on offense, because scoring against their defense was a concern of ours. And we really ended up outscoring them in the second half and putting together some runs that the kids should be proud of, because they're the ones out on the floor and they did the work and really made a couple extra passes here and there to make somebody have a wide open layup or an open 3-point look. And really good for them. Really good ending on that that win. And I felt like we were just real close in that Lennox game to overcoming that deficit. So really proud of them for that effort as well.
That Stanley County win earned that SODAC 16 bid, of course. Did that feel like a significant moment for the program to move past the region this year?
Yeah, because it was 3 years where we didn't make it to the Sweet 16. We made it the first 3 years I was coach, we made it there. And the third time against Winter down in Myrtle, we almost got to state. That was our closest back then. Then we had 3 years where we didn't make it to the Sweet 16. So yeah, it was good to get back and know how much every shot matters and every turnover matters and every missed free throw really matters in those games. And to make it to state and to have an upset of 5-12, you really do have to play a perfect game and make all your free throws and turn the ball over no more than three or four times. And I think we had, a double-digit turnovers there in that game. So we need to play a little better.
Yeah, and what a wild game with Lennox that ended up being. There were no points scored more than 3 minutes in there. Lennox had that 16-0 run early on, and you guys very nearly made that 18-point comeback late. What were your main takeaways? Maybe you mentioned some of them already, but when you were walking out of the building there in Huron on Tuesday night, was it just that you felt like perfection was needed on that night necessarily? Or something closer to it?
Yeah, I think with their size, strength, and the age of their team, they kind of had a little bit more strength across the board. You know, we have a couple strong, real strong players, but they're, you know, it just wasn't quite enough to overcome the strength on the rebounds. And also they attacked the rim real well, and they were able to get downhill on us and get us out of position. But we made those adjustments, and I think the kids on the floor made the adjustments the best and kind of matched up in that second half and really buckled down and made them work for every single basket. And that's a real compliment to our players for being able to learn as the game goes and make those adjustments in game, because you can't call timeout every single play to talk about who needs to do what. They're just smart basketball players, and you know, their length at times got to us, especially when we were trying to run our offense. We at times kind of didn't anticipate what they were doing, and we should have burned them a little better. And I think overall, real happy with the effort from the start of the first quarter till the end of the game. And, you know, you got to hand it to Lennox. The Nelson kid ended up making those shots from the right wing and the left corner, and he knocked them down. Those 6 points were crucial, and I thought our – you know, we missed some – left some free throws out there, and I really think that learning experience for the kids that are coming back next year will be beneficial, because it'll get them to get up and show up on time every single day this summer to better themselves so the team can perform better in the future. So.
Something I noticed that I wanted to ask you about, Lennox was up by 8 at the half there, and while you guys were out warming up before the third quarter, you were going around getting a few of the guys maybe to crack a smile. Talk about the role of a coach to kind of manage those situations and maybe a need to keep the guys loose, have fun a little bit.
Yeah, there's a couple times throughout the season we noticed some athletes we were playing eating applesauce at halftime, and so the last few games of the season, I started packing applesauce, and I got those kids that wanted it. They sucked down one of those squeezable applesauces, and I don't know if it really helps all that much, but they say it's a great shot of sugar. And I was kind of joking with a few of them about, you know, if you feel like this is too big of a game, then, you know, sometimes you overthink things and you just got to go out there and play. And that's kind of our goal in the second half, is to just get down and do the little things right, making the passes on time and on target. In that first quarter and second quarter, we had guys throwing passes that were just maybe a foot and a half off, but that makes a big deal in making a shot. And it is a big deal when you're trying to run a play with timing, because, you know, if the ball is a little late coming around from the right to the left, it throws the timing off, and sometimes that's all it takes is to not get a layup that normally you'd get. So focusing on fundamentals is a big thing, and there's a lot of things we need to get better at over the summer, but we'll start with, you know, the basics with free throws and shooting and ball handling. Those are always three big things in the summer, but more importantly, we need to get stronger. We need to get in the weight room, and we kind of saw why Lennox was a state football team. They had a great amount of overall athleticism and strength. And so, you know, sometimes when you have kids that see that firsthand, that can be a determining factor why they go to the weight room 4 times a week and really put on that overall strength throughout the course of the year. So, you know, that they can get those extra 3 rebounds and maybe those, they can get a couple extra block shots and things like that, just because you can hold your ground a little better for overall strength.
As the book closes now on this season and also on the careers of the seniors on this team, how do you describe the impact of this senior class?
It's huge. You know, I'll start with our guys that were role players on our team, Corbin, Peter. They ended up having some big roles at times throughout the season. Corbin did an amazing job learning every single play in every single position, because he never really knew what spot he was going to get slid into. And Eli and Peter helped us a great deal about throughout the season with practice time and motivating and good attitudes and hard work. And I really appreciate those two. Cole Hatzenbuehler helped out a lot with video, and also he practiced every single day and he did it with an amazing attitude, and really was showed us all throughout his 4 years how much he loves the game of basketball. And then Jackson and Shane, they put up some big numbers over their years. Jackson scored just under 950 for his career at 948. And then he also was a Big Dakota All-Conference player 2 years. And then he was also an honorable mention 2 years on Big Dakota. And then he also led our offense a lot in multiple ways, and was a huge supporter of the youth coming up, and he was always sitting on the bench helping coach, and really a good role model for those younger kids. And Shane ended up with 800, and I'm not sure exactly, but 820 some points, and then 600, and I can't quote on this, but I have it in my office, but of course I'm not in my office, but over 600 rebounds, probably more like 648. My official stats should be coming out soon. And then with Shane, he ended up leading us in a lot of categories statistically. He scored the most points. I believe he led us in field goal percentage, block shots, and rebounds. And overall, he ended up making other teams really uncomfortable with his presence and the way he played defense. And he got a lot of other teammates to look good because of him being on the floor. Really proud of his leadership as well. Over my course of coaching for 19 years, I know he's definitely in the top five for respect and sportsmanship and just overall toughness. Very tough kid, and I can see why he's going to be successful playing for the Jackrabbits. So,
yeah, absolutely. With Shane, I mean, a really, I think, unique combination of his size and physical ability. Can his impact be replaced? How do you look at your front court position moving forward?
Yeah, you know, it always always would say that, you know, he's probably not easily replaceable. There's not very often you get a 6'6 guy coming through high school that has that much skill and determination and work ethic. He showed up every single day, all 4 years, and really good attitude. But, you know, we do have some younger guys and some guys that are hungry to get better. And, you know, you can really put a good string of improvements together in the off season, and, you know, going out for track and or golf or going out for other things, football and things like that, really do prepare you for basketball season. There's a lot of hidden talents and hidden skills that are in kids that play multiple sports, and that's kind of what we have around here is a lot of guys do multiple things. So it makes them a well-rounded athlete. And, yeah, I sure hope the summer we sure will see. We got about 8 or 9 guys right now that have some experience and kind of know our program and know our system. And so they should be able to slide up next year and be able to be successful from the first game of the season. So,
yeah, a lot of youth on this team that got a lot of experience and, to your point, really improved as the year went along. 6 sophomores are going to get a year older, including 3 mainstays in the starting lineup. Is the bigger jump that they'll take from sophomores to juniors physical or mental?
I'd probably say mental, just because they're going to have the other team's best players guarding them. Shane and Jackson kind of usually were guarded by other team's best players. And, you know, that takes some getting used to be able to get your shot off and create your own shot when, you know, the other teams are putting their best guys on you. And sometimes when you have a sophomore going into their junior season, it might not look like they have a significant jump in statistics, but what I've learned over these last 7 years is that it's really important that they become the leaders of the team. And that's one thing I'll be looking for right away this summer is who and when they speak up and how they talk to their teammates and how they can lead people to not just people, but how they can lead their teammates into a position where, it's motivational, but also sometimes you just got to be a leader that demands excellence, and we need to figure out, you know, who that's going to be. So,
well, Coach, thank you so much for all the time tonight, as well as doing these all season long. We've learned a lot about the program, and so thanks for being open with us too.
You bet. Thank you, and thank you for all the interviews and traveling to all our games and all the support that your radio station has given us throughout the year, and it does not go unnoticed. We really appreciate the local coverage, and I say this over and over, we really appreciate anything we get from our newspaper and our radio and anywhere else, because those towns that are 300 miles away or 100 miles away, we just don't get a whole lot of a lot of coverage from them, and we really know how important it is that you guys take care of us. So thank you.
Back here on Tiger Talk with your Lady Tigers head basketball coach, Stefan Hedick, fresh off a state tournament appearance. Thanks for joining us tonight. How are you?
Doing well.
So first thing I want to ask you, Coach, experiencing everything there at the state tournament for the first time with your team being in the mix, describe for us all what that experience was like.
It was very rewarding. It was, a culmination of a ton of effort and time and just all the work and hours that the girls put in. So to see them be rewarded for all their work, be able to compete at the highest level that she can in our state was very rewarding.
Certainly. I imagine it was. And to see and talk to and even meet some of the people that had all traveled there, it was seemed like for everybody, I think they would share that sentiment. Also, I imagine, too, a chance to see a lot of those teams that maybe you don't see in person all the time. I mean, what were your kind of thoughts getting to see the best of the best that Single A has to offer? I know Mapialuta was kind of the talk of the tournament. So Sioux Falls Christian ended up taking it by a hair. But what'd you think from some of those games that you saw outside of your own?
Yeah, they're good teams, but it's kind of what we expected. You know, I really do think that we showed up and maybe proved to some people that we belong to be there. You know, we were right in there. We won one game, obviously, out of three, and we were right in the other two with obviously everybody there is the top teams in the state. So we had a very good showing and competed with the best of them and are right where we want to be.
Gotcha. Yeah. So in that quarterfinal game against Hamlin on Thursday, talk us a little bit through that. I mean, was it a tough game shooting the ball that was maybe the biggest drawback there?
Yeah, we didn't shoot as well as we'd like to, and we had some different things that factors. You know, Blake got in some foul trouble early, and Tegan had some foul trouble as well in that first half. So, you knock two players like that out, even out of the normal rotation that they would typically have, and that's going to kind of throw your offensive rhythm off a little bit. So that obviously had some to do with it. And that's not to say that those that were replacing them didn't do a good job. They did a great job. But that had a little bit to do with it, and maybe just some first game, you know, shooting a little cold and things like that. But it was a good game, and we battled the whole way through and never quit. We just came out on the bottom side of it a little bit.
Yeah, it was a unique game, 48 combined total free throws, so rhythm was kind of hard to find, I think, for both sides for a while there. And I did want to ask you that with Blake. I mean, playing just 17 minutes, it was tough to keep her into the game, and you alluded to it a little bit. But what's the adjustment like offensively when one of your primary scorers isn't in there for most of the afternoon?
Yeah, it's just a situation where, you know, each possession somebody else is going to have to pick up the slack. Not that she's the one that has to score every single possession, but she has been our leading scorer in a lot of the games. So because of the way we play, it's not a huge adjustment. We play a lot of motion, and those shot opportunities are going to be there for somebody else. But it mixes it up. You know, defenses have kind of focused on her at times as well. So it's just a situation where we're going to have the shot opportunities from other girls instead of her.
And one of those, and definitely one of the bright spots of that game, Faith Heil having maybe one of her best games of the year against Hamlin, had a double-double there with the 13 points and the 10 boards. She got to the free throw line a ton. She played great all tournament, too. I mean, what kind of boost did you get from her in those three games?
Yeah, absolutely. Faith stepped up at the biggest time and played really three of her best games of her career so far. Obviously, her career is not over, so we get another year out of it. But she did an awesome job. She was crashing boards and attacking the basket inside, and she really had a great tournament all around.
Yeah, definitely some conviction there shooting the ball. We've talked about her prowess defensively at earlier times in the season, but also, I mean, what's the benefit of having someone like her on the floor that's looking to pass as much as she does?
Well, yeah, our offense is obviously a motion offense where we want to see a lot of movement and we want to see a lot of cutting through the lane and some screens set and all those type of things. So having somebody there to distribute the ball and get it snapping definitely helps as well. Faith has always been a very selfless player. She's a team player, and she really just wants to play together and play for her teammates and with her teammates and do what it takes to win. And sometimes, especially like in that first game, that's where you end up finding yourself being the one that has the open shots, and she did a great job of taking advantage of that when it came around and put in, I think it was, like you said, 13 points and really had a great first game. And then that ultimately carried over to the other two games. She had an awesome state tournament.
Yes, absolutely. And another performance very noteworthy from the win over Mount Vernon Plankinton on Friday, a signature Charlie Henderson game, 3 block shots. She had the 5 steals, nearly totally took away Mount Vernon Plankinton's inside game too. I mean, such a great postseason run. If you know, throw in the Sodak game there as well for Charlie to finish her time here.
Yeah, Charlie did a great job. You know, she stepped up. We've talked about it before in that Sodak 16 game and really did what it took when it was needed and played some of her best basketball. And then, as you mentioned, she carried that on into the state tournament as well. And, you know, every one of our girls really stepped up and played great basketball there at the highest level when the lights are the brightest. So can't say enough about all of them, Charlie included, in the pride that we have in the way they carried themselves and the way they played down there.
And maybe that's a big part of what I'm about to ask, but as this season ends with the 6th place finish in the state, the program's best in 13 years, what are you the most proud of with this year's team?
Oh, I'm really proud of just the girls in general. You know, this is a special group. We've known that for a long time, and they're truly a group that puts in the work, you know, without much complaint and without much eye rolling or any of those negative emotions. You know, when it's time to work, they're working at practice or at games or whatever, and they compete and they are aggressive and they never back down and they never quit. So we knew that could carry them a long ways. And the other thing, one of the biggest things that I'm proud of though, that in the state tournament is the way they carried themselves, their character and their sportsmanship. And they really did. Since the state tournament has been over and we've been back in school, I've gotten emails from 3 different coaches or people that were in the tournament from other teams, as well as while we were out there, comments from the people that you see. One of them was Black Hills's AD, Black Hills State's AD, and just several people. And the common theme that people saw in our girls, that they were great sports. They had high character. You know, if they knock somebody down, they're going to be the first ones grabbing their hand and picking them up. And they carry themselves with such high class, and it showed. And I think the people of Mobridge and the people of our school have a lot to be proud of. And that's the reputation that they put out there over that 3 or 4 day span, that not only are we great basketball players, but they really are a group of great people, of high character people. And that's that's what sports are really all about. Yes, you want to compete and you want to win, but it's also about raising people to be great human beings as well.
There's no doubt about that. That's really great to hear. Looking forward now, Charlie will be the only player on the team to graduate, and that leaves 6 girls that will be seniors next year. I mean, 6 players that were all major contributors as juniors this season and will be returning now with state tournament experience. How exciting is that to have such a big senior class with that type of experience from such a great team?
Yeah, it's awesome. As the program builds, you know, you get, we've talked about it before, that postseason experience, that big game experience. I truly believe that last year's experience in a Sodak 16 helped us get through this year's Sodak 16 and into that state tournament. And now we've got the experience of playing at the next level. So they've been there, you know, obviously the biggest part of our team next year. Number-wise, is coming back. Charlie's going to be one that's no doubt going to be missed with her skills and her leadership, but not a lot of schools can have that kind of success without come back with the most of your roster like we anticipate doing next year. So that's going to be huge, and obviously they can feed off of that experience and hopefully move on even farther next year.
And I think even looking down further the line than that, I talked to Coach Kemnitz a little bit after the game Saturday when everyone was together for the celebration. He mentioned to me how good the middle school team was this year. I think they even shut somebody out, he said. It sounds like the future of Lady Tigers basketball is incredibly bright.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the things that was really fun about our season this year. If you watch our home games, there was tons of young girls, groups of whether they were middle school girls all the way down to third graders, fifth graders, in the stands, cheering, enjoying their time. Just last night, I was talking to a parent of a middle school girl, and he said his daughter was sitting there watching us at the state tournament, and she made the comment, "Dad," she said, "I'm going to play here someday at this level." So, you know, the young girls that are part of our program and part of our future can feed off of the success that this amazing group of girls has had, and it can make them hungry to want to have that same experience in the future. And I've said it a lot of times in the past that success breeds success. So it's going to keep the interest in the program and in these young girls and the hunger to be competitive and to keep playing at the highest level. And that's going to be huge for us moving forward.
That is. It sounds exactly that way. What is the off-season program going to look like this year?
Well, it's going to be pretty typical. We'll have a number of team camps where we'll travel around the state and get some games in against other teams, as well as a couple practices each week where we'll get some hours in the gym just working on breakdown skills and those type of things, as well as I think we need to make a commitment to the weight room. You know, one of the things that we could definitely use with our girls is a little bit more physical strength and agility, you know, and movement. So the weight room's going to be a big part of us moving forward as well.
Gotcha. Well, Coach, congratulations again on the great season. Thanks for sharing so much of your time with us here this year too.
You bet. I appreciate you guys's coverage.
So there we go. Great to hear for one final time this season from each of the Mobridge Pollock basketball coaches. And one more final thanks of appreciation to both Coach Thomas Knutson and Stefan Hedick. They spent a lot of time with us this year telling us about everything going on with their teams, had a chance to learn quite a bit, I think, as the season went along. So glad that we can do this, and thankful to Dakota Bank of Mobridge is also for sponsoring the program. This will be our final Tiger Talk show of this winter sports season, so stay tuned on the return of the program. But until then, I have been William Haynes, and you are listening to Star 99.